Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Frank Ingraselli, the CEO of Pacific Energy Development Corporation, otherwise known as PEDEVCO. The company trades on the New York Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is PED. Thanks for joining us today there, Frank.
Thank you, Juan, and I look forward to telling the story about some exciting developments at Pacific Energy Development.
Sounds good. So for some of our listeners that are new to the story and didn't catch our previous interviews, can you give us a history and overview of the company?
Absolutely. We've been in existence a little over 4 years and have acquired different assets along the way in different basins, some production in Eagle Ford and that, and some other places. However, over the last year plus, we've become a very focused company in the Niobrara DJ Basin play, and in particular, picking up a lot of assets in the Wattenberg extension of that DJ Basin play. So, you know, we're sitting there now with about 27,000 net acres in the Weld County heart of the DJ Basin, with about 53 gross wells and 14 operated wells. We have done this over the last 4+ years as first being a private company and then going public, and then about 2 years ago moving up to the New York Stock Exchange. One thing we pride ourselves on is the management team that we've built in this company and the technical and operating team that we've built. Our management team has done it before, very seasoned executives. For myself, with over 35 years in the oil and gas industry, a good portion of it with Texaco, where I rose to become president of Texaco International Operations and many other very exciting roles at Texaco. But now the direct efforts and my labor is going into producing what I've learned in the past into this company and developing the assets and really driving shareholder value for the company. Additionally, we've got people like Mike Peterson, who's our president and CFO, who's had over a decade at Goldman Sachs and energy, oil, and gas CEO experience, and the rest of our team, but also what's driving the company is our technical and operating experts that are headquartered in Houston and did work for companies like Rosetta and Chevron and Exxon and others, but now are the ones drilling our wells, drilling them efficiently, as low cost as any other producer in the basin, and demonstrating top results in terms of oil production coming from the wells we've drilled. So we've built an exciting company. We've become focused as a player in the Niobrara and DJ Basin, and we've done some exciting things over the last several months to grow the company.
Great. And can you bring us up to speed on some of your recent news there, including the acquisition agreement with Shell?
Sure, absolutely. You know, it's been a challenge. In my 35-plus years in this industry, I've seen oil prices at Texaco go up and down and get stressed at low levels and then get to some astronomical high levels. A company like Texaco, now Chevron, they could withstand those type of gyrations in oil prices. However, a microcap company like ours, seeing this dramatic drop after we had purchased some very great acreage in the Niobrara DJ Basin play, basically taking out Continental's play there, then see oil prices drop down into the low 40s, puts a stress on the company and puts a stress on lots of microcap companies, some of them who have gone belly up and disappeared. Well, through my career, I've learned that those companies that take advantage of the diversity and challenges that take place in the industry like that, come up with some creative, non-dilutive, accretive value driving opportunities are the ones that not only survive but thrive. So in February, we announced some major transformational transactions, and one of them, and the most important one of those, was our early agreement to enter into a merger, an acquisition really of the assets of a company called Dome Energy. Dome Energy, while it's a Swedish publicly traded company, has all their assets are in the United States and conventional oil and gas assets. But what's also important is they have good access to capital and low-cost capital. We entered into discussions with them, and that concluded just last month when we signed our definitive merger acquisition agreement with Dome, whereby we will have about a 60-40 split between the shareholders of the company. But what's transformational with that acquisition was that part of the what's required at closing is to pay off the existing senior debt of our company, our very expensive 15% debt, lower our cost of capital with a 3.75% bank credit facility, provide additional drilling capital, provide additional buyback of our common stock, provide an estimated PV-10 of our 1P reserves of $280 million. I want to just stop there, $280 million. Our current market cap is about $22 million. Increase our production to about 3,300 barrels of oil per day. A very transformational move, and taking advantage of the benefits that Dome brings and the benefits that we bring with our 27,000 net acres and the ability for our company alone having enough drilling locations, probably close to 1,000 drilling locations in the assets that we own. So a huge blue sky in the future to develop this company and strive and hit our goal of becoming a billion-dollar enterprise. What I thought I'd also mention is that today, on top of that, we are announcing that we've just decided to participate in seven new Wattenberg wells. In each of those wells, we'll have a full 25% working interest. These will be horizontal wells drilled and completed by a third-party operator in the Wattenberg area of Weld County. Those wells will commence drilling this month, June of 2015. These are located in the same area of the three pronghorn wells that we recently completed with Bonanza Creek. And those wells were outstanding wells, some of the best wells that our company has drilled, with average production, 24-hour peak production rates of over or approximately 550 barrels of oil per day. But what's unique about this deal that we're announcing about the drilling of these wells is that it's unique, as I'll show you. It is non-dilutive and significantly grows shareholder value, because what we're doing is we're drilling these wells without having to use any capital in the company or take on any new debt in our company. We're working an arrangement with Dome Energy where they will provide themselves and with others the financing to drill these wells. So this should have, you know, if you just take those numbers of 500 plus barrels a day, seven additional wells where we have 25%, that does some significant benefits to our production, cash flow, et cetera, for our company. So, you know, we're not sitting still. We're taking advantage of this time and the challenges in the marketplace in the energy sector to grow our company, grow shareholder value, and do it in a non-dilutive and cash CapEx-saving way for our company. So we're excited about that. We're excited about moving forward and closing this merger and hitting those milestones that we've announced, which is the 3,300 barrels of oil a day, having a what we already reported of a PV-10 of our 1P reserves of approximately $280 million, and grow this company into a billion-dollar enterprise.
Great. And what were some of the key drivers there for the Q1 results, which you announced last month?
Sure. I mean, in those results, you know, we increased our, you know, 4x in terms of production, four times a 400% increase in production, a 1.5x increase in revenues over the prior period. But what that didn't take, actually, that quarter into a full account were the three new wells that we drilled in the company, which just had some partial results from that month, and also not credit for the additional acreage that we acquired that we announced in February. So, you know, we see with the increase of oil prices and with increase in the production that we have, that we should benefit going into the second quarter from that. So, you know, what we've demonstrated from the prior results, the year-end results, is that, you know, we keep increasing production, we keep increasing cash flow, we keep increasing revenues. We're going to continue to do that, and we're going to drive down costs, which we announced that we did back in February in terms of reducing overhead in the company and G&A expenses. So we're going to do it efficiently, and now with the merger with Dome Energy, should put us in a position that we can grow the company with low-cost credit facilities and drill in what has proved in our area of the DJ Basin in that Wattenberg area as one of the most economically efficient plays that can deliver at today's oil prices 40% rates of return. So just imagine if we get oil prices up to $70 and $80 again. It puts our company, your company, in an incredible position to grow shareholder value.
What are some of the other key factors, Frank, that you feel make PED unique from some of the other players in the sector?
Sure. Good question. I mean, we're, you know, we've demonstrated when we've drilled our wells that we can drill it at as low or lower cost than any other producer. So we're as good of an operator as some of the, you know, medium-sized companies and even the majors in terms of our drilling ability to drill cheaply and effectively with very good production rates. What you're getting in our company is a company that has over 1,000 well locations, 27,000 net acres in one of the best locations in the industry today in the shale plays. What you also have is a company that's value, in my opinion, has not reflected the true value of those assets and what we're performing. When you look at, with us telling the marketplace that we expect at closing of this merger before the end of this year to be at 3,300 barrels of oil equivalent a day, you go and you look at some other companies like Synergy. Synergy is about 8,000 barrels a day right now. That puts us at about 40% of where their production is when we close this merger. They have PV-10 of 1P reserves of about 500 million. We've already announced that we'll have 280 million. That's more than 50%. They're a $1.3 billion company. We're sitting here as a $22 million company. So, you know, I think that provides to the marketplace a good opportunity for people to look at, gee, these guys have the management team, they have the technical team, and they have the assets, and they've transformed the company with this merger to have access to much less expensive capital and credit facilities to drill more wells and develop shareholder value and production and cash flow in the company. So it really sets us in a position to take advantage of the recent moves we've made, the bold moves we've made, and develop and grow this company into that billion-dollar enterprise.
Certainly, and perhaps you can walk us through your background experience, Frank, and talk a little bit about the management team there.
Sure. I mean, I've had, as I've mentioned, 35-plus years in this industry. I have a law degree and an MBA degree. Never practiced law for Texaco, but I had a wonderful career there. Negotiated, lived in China for most of 1982 and developed the first successful oil and gas venture by any company in China that Chevron today is still benefiting from. But had a great career there. I moved to become president of Texaco International Operations. I became president of Texaco Technology Ventures. Just a wonderful career, but retired when Chevron took over at the young age of 47 years old in 2001 and decided I want to take what I've learned and the experience and the connections and the networking I developed and go out to the marketplace and develop a company on my own with investors and see more of a direct result of the value driven and the value developed to come to the shareholders. And myself and in the prior company I formed and in this company, one of the biggest cash injectors has been from me and my family into the startup of this company. We've got Mike Peterson, over 10 years at Goldman Sachs. We've got a technical and operating team in Houston that helped develop the Eagle Ford interest at Rosetta and turning that company into a billion-dollar enterprise, and other individuals there that have demonstrated in our company that we can deliver shareholder value and drill these wells at costs that are equal to or lower than our competitors are doing. So you're getting a team, a seasoned team that has done it before, and a team that is on the threshold of new technology in drilling horizontal wells and squeezing the value, even at these low oil prices, because we're sitting in one of the best locations, not only in the DJ Basin, but the DJ Basin is one of the best plays left in the shale industry that can deliver good rates of return at low oil prices. So I think we're positioned right in the right time, right in the right place, to take advantage of the benefits that we're getting from this merger and the benefits as we see oil prices start to come back up to really grow our company and deliver on results. And I think it's a great buy for investors right now because our value is not reflected in the marketplace.
And what are some of the key value drivers that you wish investors better understood about the company?
I think what they need to see is, you know, the net acres we've got in one of the best basins that are there. Go and look at some other companies, what they've sold some of that acreage at. You know, take our production rates, multiply it by the factors that companies are getting valued at. You'll just see, you know, that we're significantly undervalued compared to some of our competitors out there. You know, we see as oil prices have moved from that low 40s up to about $60 a barrel, WTI, that really changes in terms of rates of return and potential rates of return on a well. We see now wells in our best areas can deliver 40% rates of return. A lot of other plays around the country can't deliver that kind of value. So drivers for us is we've got the team. We're going to have access to capital with this merger and a lot more people taking a look at us. Our phones now are ringing by people that want to do ventures and deals with us because they see we're bold. We take bold moves and we take smart, accretive moves. So, you know, we're going to take advantage of those better conditions that are taking place in the marketplace and drive those to drive shareholder value in the company.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Frank Ingraselli, the CEO of Pacific Energy Development Corporation, otherwise known as PEDEVCO, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange, ticker symbol PED, currently trading at 46 cents a share. As mentioned, market cap is around $22 million. And before we conclude here, Frank, to briefly recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider the company a good investment opportunity today?
Sure. With the assets we have, 27,000 net acres in the most prime area of the DJ Basin play, the fact that we're going to replace and pay off our senior debt of the company and have access to 3.75% credit facility, we've told the marketplace we're going to get our production up to 3,300 barrels a day. We have 280 million of PV-10 of our 1P reserves. We're announcing today that we're drilling 7 additional wells at 25% net interest in each well for the company, where those wells in the same area have produced well over 500 barrels a day of initial production rates. We're growing our company. We're doing it smartly. We're taking advantage of the efficiencies that we have, the merger that we've announced, and we're going to show that we're not a $22 million company. We're a company that has metrics that equal about 40% or so of what Synergy has right now, but we're not getting reflected the value of it. So, you know, we're primed to make a move and to deliver value.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Frank, and update our investor audience on PEDEVCO.
Great. Well, thank you, Juan, and thank you very much for the interview.